Ever use braces?
No, I don't think. Galluses is more on the overalls. Suspenders is on the waistbands.
What do you call over your head when it rains?
Umbrella.
You have one with you. And what's the last cover you put on a bed when you make it up?
Quilt. Or the spread. Spread, usually.
And then at the head of the bed, you put your head on a...
pillow.
And sometimes there's a long thing that goes across the bed.
Bolster.
Sometimes you have to make a temporary sleeping place on the floor.
Pallet.
If you're talking about your land again, you might say, we expect a big crop from that field because the soil is very...
rich. Very good soil.
Okay, what do you call flat lowland along a stream?
Bottomland.
And then low-lying grassland?
Swamp.
Maybe a field that would be particularly good for raising grass, clover, alfalfa, something like that.
Meadow.
Okay, if you had a place where salt hay grows along the sea, would you know a term for that?
No.
Sometimes along the sea, where it's very salty, you grow salt hay, it's called. It's too far inland for you to have a term for that, I expect. Call them, salt marshes or marshes?
Marshes.
What are the different kinds of soil you have around here?
Soil.
Yeah, what different kinds of soil do you have?
Well, we have clay and...
Sandy
and gumbo.
Hard pan. In some places they call it hard pan.
Acid soil.
You got very poor soil, would you call
yeah.
that?
Well,
clay.
It's more clay soil, clay.
And if it's more sandy, what would you call it?
Loam.
You got a marshy area and people are getting water off of it, you say they are?
Greening.
And if you dug a canal for that, you call it a?
Ditching it.
It'd be for?
Drainage ditch.
And then what would you call a deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water in the woods? Might have water part of the year, but not all.
Ravine.
Mm-hmm. And then if you got heavy rainfall and rain cuts out a channel across the road or a field?
Ditch.
Okay, what do you call small streams of water around here?
Branch.
Anything else if they're smaller or larger?
Creek.
Which would be bigger?
The creek, I guess, would be bigger than a branch.
And if you had anything smaller than a branch, what would that be? Would you use some other term?
Spring branch is usually a small one.
Okay, then you get something bigger than a creek, what would that be?
River.
What do you got? A couple of big rivers around here, I think.
Well, White River, Spring River, White River, or Strawberry River is the smallest. Big Creek's a creek, the one you cross coming out here from town up there. They call that a creek. That's Big Creek. But you go on down south a little, and we hit Strawberry River. And then
it's Piney Creek. It's just another smallest creek.
But I guess White River or Black River and Strawberry River and Spring River is just about our big rivers around here.
If you have a little small rise in the land, you call that a
hill.
And is there any term you use for a very, very small hill?
Mound.
Now, what would you use to open the door?
Doorknob.
Okay, what do you call something larger than a hill? And then the rocky side of a mountain where it drops off very sharply.
Hillside.